Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Friday the 13th, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete.com.
Slow it down.
Man, a Shevitz. I don't know that I've ever screwed up the opening like that. I mean, I completely blanked.
Yes. And yours was the only mic that was on.
Yeah,
so, saving.
We were helpless.
Completely blanked it. And, I mean, truly, for what seemed like an eternity in my mind, I felt like I was, like, I could not figure out where we do this show.
Oh, no.
I mean, my God. Anyway.
And where do we do the show?
RadioSt.Pete.com. We do it every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on little old Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
That's it. Hey, did anybody notice our name change?
No.
When I introduced us, that you didn't you didn't hear it?
Well, I don't know. You fucked it all up, so I don't know.
We were distracted by the blank out.
Well, we used to be the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now...
What did you change?
We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. You hear the difference?
Now we're the Happy Hour Show.
Yeah, we dropped an H.
What?
Mom and I thought that that'd be kind of cute. Several PBRs Wednesday evening while celebrating our 30th anniversary over at the Hideaway Cafe, whilst watching Betty Fox, it came to us that, hey, hour and hour sound the same.
Nice.
Brilliant.
But they have two different meanings.
Yes.
And we do a two-hour show.
Right. But it's our show.
But it's our show.
Right. So from here on out, we will be the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Happy Hour Show. Yeah. You have to emphasize it correctly.
I have to say I don't like it.
It's too late now.
Not a fan.
We've already told the world, Hannah.
Always.
It is the Happy Hour Show from here on out. So, like I said, this was Mom's, I think it was really Mom's idea to do this.
It was.
And we were having multiple PBRs over at the Hideaway Cafe.
When, yes.
We came up with that that gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, real gem.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. As always, I have the usual suspects.
Yes.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
Great.
Good.
You get to keep both of your H's.
Yes, please.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't drop my H's.
We didn't drop your H's.
I don't want to be Anna.
If we dropped your H's, you'd be Anna. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. To Hannah's right is my blushing bride of 30 years, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well.
Good.
I've recovered from the multiple PBRs.
Mm-hmm. Are you wearing? I can't see the new the pearl necklace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was her prize for.
Dad gave Mom a pearl necklace.
Her prize.
Oh, is it? Dad's leaving. Drop the headphones. Out of the room.
Shut the door. He's out.
I just walked out.
Oh man!
I told somebody the other day I'm gonna give her a pearl necklace and buy her a pearl bracelet.
Oh god! We We almost had him back.
Almost had him back.
Come on, Ty.
Blew it.
Anyway, Ty is getting back into his seat.
And, it's Dad's fault. That's the one who did it.
Ty, how are you?
I won't get paid enough for this shit.
Well, who knew pearls were the 30th anniversary?
That's right. I had to Google that.
So, he's on target. Google.
That's it. Right.
Gotta stay tries.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway...
he got you the husband anniversary card, but, you know, he tries.
Hey, he
gave you a pearl necklace.
That's yeah, right.
I told him I'd be his husband.
Listen, if at any time during this silly show, if you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. If you're shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, here's something else. If you want to win an extra $100, we are offering the Happy Hour 100. The Happy Hour 100. All you got to do is call in to that same number, 727-498-0502. Steph will administer three very easy questions. If you get them all correct, you get $100. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. It's Woo. That easy, everybody. Mm-hmm. What else?
Easy peasy.
I need to win that.
Well, you Me can't too. Call in, Ty. That's, you cannot you know, call in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about that.
Wow. Not happy.
All right, so I mentioned a few minutes ago that Steph and I celebrated our 30th wedding. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't sound good. Somebody needs to check.
We have some puppies that are running rampant in the household, and it sounds like they just tried to bust into the studio. So hopefully they'll come in and behave themselves.
Good luck.
Anyway, Steph and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary on Wednesday. We went. We did a little bit of a staycation.
Yeah. I'm all choked up.
All choked up. It's probably that pearl necklace.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm leaving.
That's it.
Anyway, we stayed here in town. We went downtown, and we stayed at a hotel called the Avalon.
Yes.
And if any of you know anything about downtown St. Pete, you probably know about the Hollander Hotel.
Yes.
And the Avalon is actually owned by the Hollander, and it's right next door.
Yes.
Stephanie, how long ago did they say that the Avalon had opened?
They said about a year.
So about a year ago, if you get a chance to go down to check it out, first of all, check out the Hollander. Very cool in a historic hotel in downtown St. Petersburg. But the Avalon is very cool, very Art Deco. The building from outside is probably the most Art Deco building in downtown St. Petersburg.
It's the most Art Deco one I've seen.
Yeah, me too. Inside and out.
Yes.
Very cool.
They did a great job.
What's the address there? It's like 4th and 4th, something like that?
4th and 4th North.
Mm-hmm. Just down the street, a couple blocks from the St. Pete Coliseum.
Yes, right? Just a block away.
Block away.
Actually.
Very cool.
And what's cool about the Avalon and Hollander mm-hmm. being owned by the same people... When you stay at the Avalon,
right.
you have access to the Hollander pool and poolside bar and
that's cool.
restaurants.
Yeah.
So
right.
all of you're not giving up on any of the Hollander's amenities to stay in the cool Art Deco
Avalon.
Avalon.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did that. We checked into our room, and we didn't have a whole lot of time.
No.
We had grand plans on going to this Italian steakhouse called Bo and Moe's, but it turns out that it was not going to be close enough to get there, eat, and then get over to the Hideaway Cafe to see one of our all-time favorites, Betty Fox.
Yes.
The Betty Fox Band plays at the Hideaway Cafe every other Wednesday.
Yes.
And just so happens that on our anniversary... was the Betty Fox Band.
It was Betty Fox
Couldn't
Band
ask for anything better than that.
No.
And let me tell you something. We've seen Betty probably, I don't know, 10 times.
Maybe a dozen.
Yeah, 10 times, a dozen times,
town.
Something like that. This particular night, and I think they did it for Mom and I.
Yes.
They really put on a good show. Betty was on point, and their guitar player, Josh Nelms, I'm telling you, hands down, right behind Tommy Riott, And David Allen Rumsford from Deceptive Intruder, this Josh Nelms is something else.
Yes.
I mean, it's something to behold.
It's good. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, the evening got interesting, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what a doppelganger is?
Yes.
Do you? What would a doppelganger be?
That's like an identical twin.
Right.
But not a twin.
So when we were at the Hideaway Cafe enjoying Betty Fox Band, whose doppelganger do you suppose we saw?
Uh-oh. Who?
It made Dad cry.
Actually made me cry.
Was it Grammy?
It was Grammy!
It
was my mother.
Aww.
Oh, my God. It was my mother who passed away 2 years ago, and my back was to her.
Yeah.
And Stephanie said to me, look at that woman behind you.
I was transfixed. I didn't see her come in.
Yeah.
And I'm facing the stage.
I mean, I just got chills again just thinking about it. I mean, truly, it was...
And I turned around to say something to Dad, and his mother was standing behind him.
Yeah, she was at like a high top table with a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute. I like the neurons wouldn't connect.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my God, turn around."
I mean, truly, Hannah and Ty, it was Grammy.
It was her.
I lived with her my whole life.
Yeah.
And I just mesmerized. I mean, I couldn't stop looking.
Same haircut.
Really?
Exactly. Same facial expressions. Everything. Same jawline. Same build. Wore the same kind of clothes.
Wow.
It was almost as if Grammy wanted to visit us on our 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
If you believe in that kind of thing. Wow. I generally don't until now.
Until now.
Today's the day.
Yeah. I actually... She went outside, and I went outside and spoke to her.
Right. I couldn't. I was too choked up. I mean, truly, it got me.
Yeah.
It got me. I mean, I wasn't blubbering, but
it was only hard for me.
Oh, it just brought back so many memories, and it was just like, this is my mother.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable.
That's so crazy. I did. Mm-hmm. I went out and introduced myself and explained to her.
If we were staring and freaking you out.
She was like, is that... Well, she said to me, is that your husband that's with you? And I said,
oh, you mean
yes.
The crybaby?
And she said, well, he's very handsome. And I said, thank you.
She was right there.
And
she's got that.
And
I might be a crybaby, but...
And
I got it going on.
I said, I apologize if we were staring, but I have to tell you, you look just like... his mother who passed away.
Wow.
And I thanked her immensely for being there.
And then you said, I noticed you were smoking. She died of cancer.
Yeah. Right. So knock that shit off. Yeah.
But yeah, it was, and I do believe in those kinds of things.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I never did until, I never really believed that there are doppelgangers. I mean, supposedly everybody has one,
which
I find fascinating. If it's true, in fact, I would like to meet mine. I'd like to meet all of yours.
Yeah.
I nearly met my mother's.
Yeah.
I mean, she was standing 5 feet away from me. And I guess everybody does have one.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, truly, Hannah, this was, if you had been there, you'd have been crying just like me.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm telling you.
I'm holding back right now.
It was.
I live in her house.
I was awestruck. I just couldn't even believe it. Anyway.
I kind of wanted to ask her for her phone number. It's like, could you come for Thanksgiving? You know?
You seem cool.
You seem really cool.
Can we take some insurance for our
pictures?
Here's
the thing. When Mom was talking to her, she said that she and her friend lived downtown St. Pete, but had never been to the Hideaway. And just on a whim, walking down the street, they just walked in.
And never go out on Wednesday nights. They never go out through the week.
So it was like all the stars aligned, and all of a sudden, she was like my Grammy's age.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah.
It was as if she was there. I'm telling you, it was bizarre.
That was
amazing.
Mm-hmm. Very bizarre. Yeah. But to
go
me,
Grammy.
Yeah, It was like a great big hug from Grammy.
Yeah. She's always watching.
A congratulations.
Oh, I know. At that house. She's definitely always watching.
No, she's definitely haunting your house. I mean, I know. She died in your house.
She's done some scary things that I don't approve of.
Make better choices.
But it's okay. I get it. They're probably little signs, you know. I don't like it when all of the lights are out. Yeah. Things happen, and it's weird.
Things go bump in the night.
Yes.
Yeah, well, don't ever leave a sandwich laying on the counter in the kitchen, because she'll take a bite out of it. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, so today's Friday the 13th. Is anybody having a bad day or anything? Any bad luck? Anything like that?
Not yet.
No.
I had a
dude shit on the floor this morning. Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of the norm.
I had
and I was out of paper towels, so there we go. Yeah.
Had to barehand it.
No, I drove up to the Sev before even looking at it.
I had a very sweet older woman, one of my favorite people where I work. Her name is Louise Sullivan. And I was over at her place earlier today. And
were you in her bedroom?
She said, don't tell your wife you walked through my bedroom.
She is a hoot.
She's like a hoot.
Oh, I get these handsome guys to come into my bedroom.
But then as I'm leaving, I'm at the door, and she says, well, you know, it's Friday the 13th, so watch your fingers and toes, and be careful bending over.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Oh.
Be careful bending over.
Yeah, what does that mean?
And I said, okay, Louise.
Vice to old Louise.
There we go.
Okay.
Did she ask you to pick anything up?
No, but all day I wasn't so concerned about my fingers and toes, but I was worried about bending over. What might happen?
Every time.
You drop anything. I didn't drop it. I'll get a new one.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess that's lost. Anyway.
Dead to me.
Mm-hmm. So, we try to do a pre-show dinner before every show.
Yes.
And I was hoping to have some great report on this Bo and Moe's that Mom and I were going to try to go to for our anniversary on Wednesday. We never made it there.
No.
But we did go to a new place, for us anyway, that's located at our new Seminole City Center. And it's called Pieology. And you may have guessed it, they only serve pies.
Yes.
Great.
Pizza pies. Now, we do pie. We do pizza on the show quite a bit, but anytime you find a new pizza place, it's worth trying.
Half and pepperoni, especially half pumpkin.
When you, it's the pumpkin spice special. When you have limited time before the show, it's hard to get something in. But this is new. Steph, why don't you give us a little information about Pieology?
I believe they started in California, and they have tons of locations all over. In fact, the one at Seminole City Center is like the sixth one in Florida. They have them in Miami and Plantation, other places. But you choose your crust.
You said it was kind of like a Chipotle, where you go through sort of a cafeteria line.
Exactly.
You pick your stuff. They put it on right in front of you.
You pick your sauce.
That was like the old days with like a Shakey's pizza.
Exactly.
And then you could watch them make it.
And then they put it in the fire oven and cook it up for you.
Mm-hmm. Pretty neat.
They have a thin crust, a wheat crust, and a puffy crust.
Right.
I didn't get the wheat crust. I just got the thin and the puffy.
No pansies here.
We got a butcher's choice, a smoking buffalo chicken.
Smoking buffalo chicken.
Spicy pizza. Italian.
You wouldn't like it.
Margarita da Vinci. And Hannah, of course, got cheese.
Well, I haven't tried any of it. You guys, I'm assuming, tried some of it. What'd you think?
All of it.
No, you wouldn't like any of it.
Mm. That's what I was afraid of.
And each,
a lot of these new joints just don't do it for me.
Each pizza is really almost personal.
Well, you brought five home.
Well, they said, well, when I called,
she's trying to kill it.
When I called to place the order,
right?
I asked him. I was like, she was like, so what do you want? What do you want? And I was like, I don't know.
Do you want one or five?
Well, her first question was, how many do you want? And that was my clue.
But what's the pricing like? If you bought five pizzas, I mean, are we in debt now?
No.
We're gonna have to.
It was less than $10 a pizza.
Okay, so all right.
Like the price of a sandwich.
Okay.
Too bad.
And there's tons left.
Yeah.
And I watched full plates all around the kitchen.
I had four slices.
No way.
I did.
And that was half of her pizza.
All right.
So
the plain cheese.
They're good sized portions for one person.
Yeah, no, if you were just going to eat one by yourself, you'd probably be a fatty.
I ate a whole pizza at the Hideaway Cafe the other night.
And those are bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger
than Pieologies. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to try it, but the kids said it was very good.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
So,
and it's a really cool place.
Okay.
So check it out, Seminole City Center.
Hey, speaking of cool places, Ty Ginn, here's a place with your name on it, basically.
What?
It's called the Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery.
That's not his name.
Mm-hmm. No, his name isn't Waypoint, but it does have something to do with geekery.
Geekery.
There's a new restaurant in Largo that caters to fans of sci-fi and superheroes.
All right.
It's, like I say, it's a restaurant and tavern, and it's for geekery.
Geekery.
Mm-hmm. It says the restaurant is located at 9057 Olmerton Road in Largo. They have all kinds of different, like their booths are different themed, like they have a Harry Potter themed booth.
Oh, cool.
That kind of thing.
I'm going to have to carry one of those out of there.
They also have a sign on the front door that says, please be advised, Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery was designed by geeks for geeks to enjoy all their geeky delights. We will not be showing sports unless it is BattleBots, drone racing, or Quidditch.
Nice.
Yes.
So anyway,
yes.
Some people got a picture of that sign. They put it on Facebook. They had over 700,000 likes on it. And then all of a sudden, they started getting people from all over the world. They've had people from Australia, Germany, Japan come to this place in Largo.
That's pretty cool.
So I think one night, maybe next week, we'll head on up to 9057 Olmerton Road and go to Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery.
Me and Dad will be making fun of everyone. And Ty and Mom will be wearing costumes.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'll wear my Han Shot first shirt.
Y'all should I be even know Princess what that Leia is. Or Wonder Woman?
Jesus.
Can't take us anywhere.
Right. Okay, so we should probably take a break.
Okay.
Yes.
When we take this break. Again, I do want to mention, because the song I'm going to play is by a band called Spiral Staircase, and it's always been one of my favorite gooey songs. And I'm playing it because it was our 30th anniversary, Steph.
He's so mushy sometimes.
Gross.
I'm so mushy. But when we get back, we're going to talk about sports, man.
Sports.
All right, everybody. Brace yourself for this gooey song.
Ew.
I feel
we're back.
You know what, kids? I don't need the grief, really. I mean, I try to play a special song for Mom and I to express our love. And all you guys want to do is goof around during the break, listening to this song. As if it was, you know, so horrific.
I'm pretty sure that's the eHarmony song.
Is it?
I think it is.
You mean Spiral Staircase sold out to the man?
Yeah, I think so.
They might be.
Now everyone's going to think you guys met on eHarmony or something.
That actually might be better than the real story.
Oh, well. Our story is much better than the eHarmony story. Yeah, right. I guarantee that.
Guarantee.
Yeah. Now I feel like I should tell it.
Yeah, a little bit of it anyway.
Well, we met in Tijuana.
Yes, we did. We met
after many tequila shots.
About 32 years ago.
And 32 tequila shots later.
Seemed that way. I was in Tijuana with a group of Marines, and we were in town for nothing good.
Right.
Yep. We
found it.
We hit every seedy little bar in Tijuana. And before
saw some things that changed your lives.
Changed our lives forever.
Settled you right down.
Scarred us, really, Hannah. Scarred us.
Went to Tijuana, met your mama.
Yeah. Well, before the end of the night, because Marines in Tijuana have a curfew. So before the end of the night, we wanted to get a little bit of a nightcap. That included a lot of tequila.
Yes.
So we wound up in this place. What was the name of that place, honey? Tequila Villa?
Margarita Village.
Margarita Village.
It was in the basement.
It was a little basement joint. And it was the only place all night that we saw any Americans.
Yes.
That gives you an idea of the places I was in earlier.
Yeah.
In the evening. Yep, so we just happened to sit at a table that was right next door to a table full of young American girls. We were all drinking our tequila, and this place in particular had a little thing that you do. All of the booths were round, like semicircles, and everybody took turns getting in the stool at the opposite end of the table. When you got in the stool, the guy came up behind you, grabbed you by the forehead, yanked your head back, threw a bunch of tequila down your throat, shook your head like he was trying to shake a baby.
Rip your head off.
Right. And then, you know, it got your head and your wits out of balance.
Yeah.
So that's my excuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm not sure what mine is.
We, the Marines, we all realized that we were a little bit past curfew, so it was time to get out. So we all start going up the steps. I was the last one up, and all of a sudden, this little girl runs over to me, and she says, "Hey, man, where are you going?"
"What are you doing?"
I says, "We got to go." And she says, "Well, we haven't danced yet." And I said, okay. I said, I called up ahead to the first Marine, and I said, "Go get the car. I'm going to dance with this girl."
Dance with this one.
And we've been together ever since.
Ever since.
That's the truth.
That is the truth.
That's the truth.
And do you know how much tequila I must have had in order to chase him?
To run him down?
Up the stairs?
Mm-hmm. You don't run.
I don't run.
Especially not upstairs.
Yeah. Motivated. Did you hear?
You run
she was
twice
motivated.
In my whole life.
It's a good thing.
You moved her.
Both times were traumatizing.
Yes. It was your Farrah hair.
Yes. She tries to tell me that it was the Argyle sweater I was wearing.
Yes, it was a very nice Argyle sweater.
Can't believe you even noticed.
A young stud bolt Marine with an Argyle sweater.
Argyle sweater.
Oh, whoa.
That's all it takes.
A nice butt.
Yes.
Had a very nice butt back then.
Used to have a really nice posterior.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports.
So earlier this week, our Tampa
Bay show back up.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers were holding tryouts for kickers. I think I heard that they tried out like six different kickers to replace Nick Folk, who has not been very accurate at all.
And is now on the injured reserve.
Yeah, well, they had to make room for him because they did sign somebody. They actually signed Pat Murray, who was the kicker for the Bucs last season and who was cut when they signed Roberto Aguayo, who turned out to be a bust and was sent packing.
Right.
So Nick Folk replaced Roberto Aguayo and didn't do any better. So now we're back with Pat Murray.
No relation to Bill.
No relation to Bill. You know, I mean, can't get any worse.
Right.
You know, I mean, if he makes two out of three kicks, that'll be better than, you know, 0-for-3.
Right. One out of three would be better. Sure. No, my theory of him being on the injured reserve.
Yes.
Was that he actually needed that status when they found him inside his locker after the game, after being forcibly.
Listen, professional athletes don't do that.
Mm-hmm. No, they just dogfight and race cars and drugs and all kinds of other things.
Smack their bitches up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our Buccaneers.
Little bad kickers.
Yeah. Our Buccaneers are in Arizona Sunday to take on the Cardinals. This is another 4 o'clock game stuff. Woo-hoo! You like that. And it will be aired on Fox. So that's kind of cool. We could have beat the Patriots.
We could have.
Last Thursday night. But with our kicking situation, we left 9 points on the field.
Yes.
You're not going to beat anybody leaving 9 points on the field. You just can't.
Not ever.
I mean, this would have been a great win for us.
It would have been a huge.
I think I mentioned last Sunday that I was very impressed with our defense. I have not ever seen anybody give Tom Brady more pressure than what we did to him last Thursday.
Yes.
And it's just unfortunate that we came back with an L instead of a W.
Right.
So, what happened? Ty's head just fell off.
He just realized that dude is stalking him. He's like, watch your cord.
He's chewing something down there.
Hopefully it's not your cord.
Hopefully it's not your cord.
Right. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Pittsburgh Penguins last night 5-4.
Woohoo!
That's great. You know, what do you suppose our record is so far this season? It's a young season.
I know, but I think we lost at least one.
We lost one, but that's okay. We're 3-1.
Okay.
We're in first place of the Eastern Conference.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
Can't beat that. We play the Blues tomorrow here at the Amalie Arena at 7 o'clock.
Where are the Blues
from? I have no idea. Don't ask me. We're trying.
Somewhere.
Hockey.
It's a town.
We'll get it.
St. Louis. I don't know. Blues, New Orleans? Are they from New Orleans?
It could be. They could be from anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's very nonspecific.
Right. Ty Ginn, did you see the uniforms my Gators will be wearing tomorrow during their game?
Oh, no.
What?
You didn't see that? You didn't see the paper when you read the sports section?
No.
Can't say that it did.
Well, you know, usually the Gators are, you know, orange and blue and white. Well, this game, they're going to have very little. I mean, and when I say little, it might be like you might see orange on the bottom of their cleats. But they came up with this uniform, and a lot of college teams do, especially Oregon. Oregon comes out with a new uniform every week. But I guess the Gators wanted to try to follow suit, and they came out with this uniform that looks a lot like alligator skin.
Oh.
What?
Yep, and alumni from the University of Florida were up in arms. Did not like it at all. I think the Gators were planning on using it for more than one game. But then after the uproar, they decided that they will just be using it this Saturday when they play the Texas A&M.
So are they green?
We'll just throw this money away.
Yeah, why was it such a bad thing?
I thought it was kind of cool looking, actually. I mean, it's certainly not their norm, but they are Gators.
Not real alligator skin.
No. absolutely not. I mean, they had like a chrome helmet with a gator on the side.
What?
And it was really kind of badass. And the jerseys and the pants were sort of gator skinnish looking. It was really kind of cool.
All I can picture are like Ninja Turtles.
All the green was like a swampy sort of olive kind of green.
I'm going to have to tune in and see this.
Yeah, you got to check it out. We'll check it out.
Are they going to sell these uniforms, or what's the deal?
I don't know what they're going to do. But anyway, like I say, the game is tomorrow night at the Swamp at 7 p.m. So
yeah, we'll tune in and check out these suits.
Check out the suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when the Bucks in all red look like they're playing in their long underwear.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
I have a feeling the Gators may look like they're ready to go trick or treating.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Just
or
a fear.
Go hunting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did
or
I
go
mention?
Hunting.
Did I mention the first song that we played tonight?
No, you did not.
All right. Well, the song is called "Office Supplies."
Yes.
Okay, and it's if you noticed, it was all banjo.
Right.
Right. And basically, it was is by Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. This is his new album.
You're welcome.
That Hannah Claire gave us for our anniversary, I'm assuming. That's why you gave it to us.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, my last one.
But anyway, so...
I forgot that I had ordered it at work, and it just so happened to be your anniversary. So I was like, hey.
And I did notice...
What?
This.
Where'd that come from?
In my spot. This is construction paper... Purple construction paper with red hearts, and then a red cutout construction paper heart covered in hearts. And on the back, it says, to Mom and Dad from Hannah. And if I had to guess from the handwriting, I'd say kindergarten, first grade.
Hold that up. Let me see. That could have been last week.
Oh, shut up. I got great handwriting.
Yeah, there's no date on it, but how sweet is that?
Mm-hmm. I found that in the closet.
Mm. Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I'm not.
I'm surprised you didn't add your name at the bottom. And
I thought about it.
Hannah Claire?
Yes.
What STD or STDs are you working with over there?
Hot topic coupon.
Excuse me?
Ty, how about you, son? We're talking STDs.
Well, I mean,
lay
I'm
out
a rock
for
star,
us.
So, I mean, I like expensive guitars and cheap women.
So and Claire, you're not even going to give us a list of what you may or may not have?
Are you kidding? I don't have anything.
Well, I'm getting at, it's the health scare of the week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. New cases of 3 common sexually transmitted bacterial diseases, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, reached a record high in the U.S. last year.
Check, check, check.
So I figured with you two, it's a good possibility that, you know.
For real?
They don't live in the villages, honey.
No.
It's guarish in my pantaloons.
Figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that more than 2 million new infections were reported in 2016. 2 million.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
About 1.6 million were chlamydia, representing a 5% increase from last year. Gonorrhea and syphilis both surged by about 18% to 470,000 and 28,000 cases, respectively.
Wow.
Mm. Now, the good news is that these STDs can be cured with antibiotics, but drug-resistant strains of gonorrhea are on the rise.
Oh.
Hannah.
What? Why are you talking to me?
The report also says gonorrhea and chlamydia are often silent infections that produce no symptoms, but can lead to infertility and life-threatening complications if left untreated.
Well, then how do you even know that you have it?
You got to get your... Well, here's the... Good question.
PSA.
Good question. CDC rep Gail Boland says everyone needs a yearly checkup.
That sounds expensive.
Sounds like a lot of probing to me.
Yeah, that sounds like something I really don't want to do and that I've been putting off.
Well, if you think you got a little chlamydia or gonorrhea or the SIF, get yourself on down to the clinic.
Dark Lord of the SIF.
They're going to swab you and take some blood and let you know what you got.
Take some blood?
Probably.
From the affected area.
From the
affected area. Oh, God.
They didn't break that down by age group, did they?
No, yeah, they did. Usually the people, the 2 million new cases, ages 22 to 27.
Oh, stop.
No.
My thought is,
it's the old people.
I was going to say, it's all those old hippies that...
What about all the rumors that over at the, what's that place up in Orlando? The Villages.
The Villages. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They've got one of the highest STD rates in the country.
Supposedly. Yeah. The highest STD rate in the country.
And that's because all those hippies are out there just
fornicating
with no protection.
When my buddy Barry moved there, I used to talk to him on the phone, and I would always ask him, do you have an STD yet? And he would always say, nope, but I'm trying like hell.
See?
He has since moved from there.
Yeah, he couldn't get his STD there.
Couldn't get his STD working, so. Here's another thing that's kind of creepy and gross.
while we're talking about creepy
Happy
and
Halloween.
Gross.
Yeah. Hey, Tygen, I've noticed that you always take your cell phone into the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, it's gross, and you shouldn't.
Why?
Because...
It is gross, but I do it too.
Hold on. Just hold on. Oh, here. I got to go to this page.
Hold on. He's got to turn the page.
It says, one of the worst places to use your phone is in the bathroom. When toilets flush, they spread germs everywhere, which is how phones end up with fecal bacteria like E. coli. Taking a cell phone into the bathroom and then leaving with it is kind of like going in, not washing your hands, and then coming back out. Well, it's the same level of concern.
Is it really, though? Because, I mean, you're flushing and it's getting all over your clothes. You're not going to change your clothes every time.
But then you put your clothes, you put your phone in your back pocket. You probably don't wash your hands. It says research has
varied.
You're
not changing your clothes, though.
Well, no, but just go along with the story.
You're not changing your clothes or your shoes.
Research has varied on just how many germs are crawling on the average cell phone, but a recent study found more than 17,000 bacterial gene copies on the phones of high school students. Scientists at the University of Arizona have found that cell phones carry 10 times more bacteria than most toilet seats.
Yes.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
But so do other things.
Yep. Hey, and here's something. Hey. If you think your phone's all funked up with all that bacteria, they give a little cleaning solution here if you want to try to clean your phone off. Basically,
I'd break it. that's when...
Your phone probably has so much bacteria it's going to break itself.
That's what's holding it together. Yeah, I can't clean that off.
So if you want to clean your phone, a good way to do it, according to these researchers, is to use a mixture of 60% water and 40% rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to get your phone wet.
No, but you don't dunk it. You don't dunk it in there. You wipe it on, you wipe it off. Wax on, wax off.
You know, like a cool way to charge your phone really quick?
What?
You put it in the microwave for a minute and a half.
No way.
Yeah, it'll come out fully charged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And exploded.
Yeah. Thanks, Ty.
And besides, don't put that grimy thing in my microwave.
No.
Gross.
Don't do that.
Yuck.
I'm not ever going to not take my phone into poop. No, YouTube is the way of the world now.
Well, and the thing with you, Ty, is I noticed that, see, I think that you would spend a lot less time in the bathroom if you'd leave your phone out.
Probably.
If you could focus
on
the task at
hand. I noticed you're in there for a long, long time.
There's a lot of videos on
YouTube. I can't even imagine you're able to walk when you leave there. I mean, the permanent ring around your backside and the fact that probably your feet are now asleep.
I got great circulation.
I'm assuming you're like crawling out of there.
I'm very vascular.
Veiny.
Gross.
Gross.
That is gross. I mean, what are you doing in there? I mean, what are you looking at?
YouTube? We don't want to know that.
Yeah, what are you asking that for?
What? No. Whoa. La, la, la.
I mean, I go in, I take care of business, I'm in and I'm out. On the rare occasion, I'll take the crossword in there. I mean, I might be in there long enough to answer one question, then I'm out.
Yeah. Well,
but, I mean, do you know how to use YouTube on your phone?
No.
Okay, then.
But still, I'm not that...
Try it out.
I don't use my phone that much anyway, so it's kind of like the video games. I'm not that into it. I'm not that into my phone where I would even think to do that.
Until you do.
Until I do, right.
Yeah, and then I'll be hooked.
I'm hooked on phonics, everybody.
Then there won't be any bathroom in the house that'll be available ever.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Hannah, here's something for you.
Yeah.
Now that you have Dude, the puppy, is he still 4 months or is he 5 months old now? It's got to be like 5 months old.
Probably five.
You've had him. So you have Dude, who's 5 months old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A dog owner who wanted paid time off to care for one of her dogs offered her boss a simple explanation. They are my family.
Hey.
That was a simple explanation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're my kids.
Now, I don't think this would work here in America because, we're hardcore. But the dog owner from Italy needed to take care of her sick 12-year-old English setter.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to take vacation time to do it. She thought that she should be able to because, as she mentioned, they're my family. She lives alone.
Right.
A lot like you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She has one dog that she needs to take care of.
Yeah. She lives alone. Grammy's there with her. Be careful.
Hannah lives alone with 15 other people. Anyway, her bosses originally were going to make her use her vacation time to take care of the dog. And then after she got a hold of Animal Advocacy Group, LAV, they helped her convince her bosses that, hey, this is something that I should be paid for.
Nice.
So her employer decided that they would go ahead and pay her 2 days.
Of sick leave. Use sick leave instead of vacation.
No, I don't think they made her use her sick leave or vacation. They just said it's kind of like when people here in America do maternity leave, that kind of thing.
Family Medical Leave Act.
So I was thinking, Hannah, you have a puppy. The puppy needs to be potty trained. The puppy can't really be left alone without destroying your house.
Right.
So wouldn't it be cool if you went over there to Big John at the asylum and said, Hey, man. I need some maternity leave. I got a puppy that I'm trying to raise.
I got this pup.
Think he'd go for that?
No, probably not. Probably not.
I'm thinking no. He would tell you to get rid of the dog.
Get rid of the dog.
You're too important. Yeah. I recall the other day when we stopped by to see you, he referred to you as his right and his left hand.
Right.
So, I'm thinking you can't have maternity leave for a puppy.
Mm-mm. No. Especially not paid.
Not paid.
No.
No.
You kidding?
Ty, you remember last week you were talking about the Szechuan sauce?
Yes.
All right. Well, it turned out to be a big bust.
Yeah, it did.
I'm glad. Did you go to a McDonald's?
No, I didn't.
Well, good.
Thank God, because apparently a lot of people were actually lined up outside of McDonald's across the country. And Stephanie, what exactly happened? I mean, it's like some places had like 20 packets.
It was serious.
Many locations didn't get any, and the locations that did only got 20 packets.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That just confirms Hannah's theory.
They were old and gross.
That they found a case or two somewhere in a back warehouse.
Yeah.
And that's what they were giving away.
I mean, if you had gotten any, you weren't going to eat it. Or were you?
Maybe.
No. Oh, I don't know.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I don't know what happens to those packets over time. I don't know that they're forever packets.
I'd love to be part of the Rick and Morty lawsuit, though. McDonald's just gets fed up and all right.
I'm gonna have to try to watch that show. I hear so many people say good things about that.
It's great.
It's terrible.
See, that's what I would think too. I mean, I've seen what it looks like. In the art is bad.
That's part of it, though.
Oh. I don't know.
It's part of the whole experience.
Oh,
I guess.
I'll have to try it.
You would probably like it.
I've never watched, but I probably would like it. Mm. I'm geeky enough.
Mm-hmm. You are geeky enough.
I'd get into it.
Yeah. How much time do we have?
About 8 minutes.
8 minutes, for Christ's sake.
Szechuan sauce is coming back later this winter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope they're twisting up a new batch.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to mention, and this is a good time to do it, is... Man, oh, man. Once again, California wildfires.
Oh, man.
How terrible is that? I saw an article in the paper a couple of days ago, and it showed a picture of this guy who is probably, in his 60s, and he is on his hands and knees going through rubble that was his parents' home. His dad was 100. His mom was 98, and they couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. They died in the house.
That's insane.
How frightening is that? They're saying that these fires are spreading so fast. I mean, what's the death toll now? Like 33 people.
Over 30 people.
I mean, it jumped.
Well, and that was, when you think about it, mm-hmm. if you're ever in a house fire,
right?
If your house catches on fire, you go outside.
Right.
What do you do?
When you're surrounded.
If outside is on fire and your house.
Well, I mean, when we had the wildfires here in Florida, which were, in a whole different county than us, depending on which way the wind was blowing.
You could smell it.
I can't even imagine what that would smell like if you were in the middle of it.
Right.
And a lot of people die from smoke inhalation.
Yes.
So you could be, look, here's the thing. If they tell you to leave now.
Right.
Don't leave in an hour. Leave now.
Yeah.
Because that fire is spreading so fast, And once you get outside, it's almost too late.
Yeah.
Because the smoke that's outside can kill you just as easily as the actual fire.
Right. I saw an article where two different couples, and maybe more,
right.
But the article was talking about these two different couples who got in their swimming pool. Because the fire was all around them.
I mean, that's a great idea.
But I think
you can't stay underwater.
No.
So you're still going to have to breathe.
Right. One couple made it, and I think one couple didn't.
Floaters, huh?
Yeah.
Floaters, huh?
That's bad.
Jeez.
But, you know, where do you go? Another lady, I saw a story where she got on her bicycle with her 70-pound dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And tried to ride, and she did. She successfully rode away. But can you imagine trying to ride a bicycle with your 70-pound dog with all that smoke and flames? And talk about a living hell.
Yeah. Mm, what a way to go. And it happens every year.
Every year. Mm. Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
My
global warming.
Oh, we're going to talk about global warming a little bit later.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I guess from that reaction, I'm assuming that we all believe in it.
Yes.
Unlike our fearless leader.
Mm. Well.
Yeah.
The annoying orange.
Head doofus in charge. Anyway, so.
So we should probably start getting ready to take our break.
Okay.
When
you say that, what does that mean? What do you want to do?
Just. Mm. Countdown. What song are we playing?
Oh, well, I'm going to save that. It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
Now, here's the thing I want to say about the song. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to listen to it. But if you're listening to us live right now on RadioSt.Pete.com, you're not going to be able to hear that song.
Right.
Because when we take our halfway point song or break, it goes to whatever they're doing on
Radionomy. We have to play the commercials.
If in the future you don't want that break or that lapse in show,
you want to hear the song.
If you want to hear the song, you should start tuning into the TuneIn app.
Yes.
How do they do that, Steph?
Download the TuneIn app.
Right.
When you go into the TuneIn app, search Radio St. Pete.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, if you want to listen back to the show, you can go to RadioSt.Pete.com and go to the archives, and it's not cut out there.
No.
Or on the TuneIn app, which basically cycles all of the shows on Radio St. Pete all day long.
Right.
And if you happen to catch us and we're at that halfway point, you'll be able to hear the halfway song.
Right. You can also search specific shows, like the archives, on the TuneIn app.
Right.
So you can either listen to what they're streaming in that order, or scroll down and pick specific shows and specific episodes and listen on the TuneIn app as well.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Where are we now?
Ready.
Okay. All right. Listen, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this sonic attack.
Ooh.
Whoa,
have you heard about this, Ty?
And no. It's
an audio attack from Cuba.
Are they playing our show?
I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't some sort of torture.
Anyway, everybody, I've picked this song especially for my blushing bride.
Oh, again,
when we
I'm
come
so
back,
special.
We will get into the rest of the show and the sonic attack. We'll be right back.